Austria's well-organized and, on this day, noisy marijuana legalization lobby. They call themselves the Hemp Institute and organize an annual demonstration. This one, in front of the Austrian Parliament, urges the government to pass legislation allowing homegrown marijuana to be used for medical purposes. At the moment, patients can be prescribed cannabis-derived drugs by their doctor. But Tony Strache, the leader of the group of campaigners, says this is unsatisfactory.
What patients get is dronabinol with a prescription. But there's one setback. If your health insurance does not reimburse you for this, you spend up to 20 times of the money on a legal cannabinoid from the pharmacy, as if you'd go out here and within a 500 meters from here, I guarantee you, you'll find the same amount of THC for only a 10th or 20th of the cost. Who of us wants to spend $1,000 on a synthetic derivative if you can have the same natural remedy for $100?
The THC he refers to is tetrahydrocannabinol, the main psychoactive substance in cannabis. The trend to decriminalize marijuana, or cannabis as it's also called, is gaining momentum in the United States, Latin America, Australia, Germany, and now Austria. But the most recent World Drug Report shows that where the cannabis plant and products are sold for medical use, recreational consumption also rises. And the best figures available are those for the United States. There, even in jurisdictions where all use and possession of the drug is still banned, there's been a dramatic rise in recreational use of the drug. Angela Mayer heads the Research and Trend Analysis Branch at the UN Office on Drugs and Crime.
Yes, since around 2007, you definitely see a spike and a drastic change in all the indicators relating to the cannabis that really show how the cannabis market has expanded since then.
The main reason, says the UN, is that Americans now perceive marijuana to be less harmful than they once did. The decriminalization, the acceptance of medical use, and the debate in the media have contributed to more people feeling it's okay to light up a joint and to do it more often.
We see that also those that have access to medical marijuana, some where actually need the medications for a specific condition, but some also use it for recreational. So in a way, they was misuse the access to medical marijuana for recreational purposes.
The UN worries that the US has gone too far with its decriminalization.
Typically, they have a system by which people register where a doctor certified that the person is in need of medical marijuana because of certain condition. And then this person has access to any type, any quantity, and any form. Medical marijuana in the United States, in these states, is just open up to buy cannabis in any form.
At a formal ceremony in the Austrian Parliament, a campaign group presents a petition containing 10,000 signatures. It calls on the government to decriminalize the growing and consumption of marijuana for medical purposes. Among them is Patrick Kramer. He's wheelchair-bound and receiving treatment for chronic pain.
Yes, it's painful, very painful, especially the nerve pain. I liken it to a feeling of rubbing stinging nettles all over the skin. That's what the nerve pain is like.
Patrick's medication is expensive, and he wants the government to allow people in his condition to grow their own marijuana and use it for pain relief. But it's not clear if the petitioner's demands will be met. Austrian political parties are almost equally divided between those who support decriminalization and those opposed. Erwin Rassinger is the health spokesman for the Austrian People's Party and a doctor as well. He seems sympathetic.
Cannabis is alles.
Yes, cannabis is everything. It can be a sedative for a stressed manager. For the young, it can be a powerful drug. For me as a doctor, it can be a therapy, a very good medicine.
The United Nations is monitoring the effects of decriminalization in the United States and other parts of the world, but it's too early to tell if the rise in recreational use is causing a surge in what are called cannabis use disorders, social and health problems. The UN also says that cannabis-derived drugs do have a place in medicine, but the international conventions which regulate their use should be applied.
It is in the spirit of the convention that countries give access to controlled substances for medical use. But again, but this medical use needs to be scheduled and needs to be controlled to make sure that there is not a spillover in actually increasing recreational use.
It's clear that the UN's Office on Drugs and Crime favors strict controls, but the approach taken by some states in the United States has been liberal, making marijuana easily accessible and changing people's perception of its risks. The result of that experiment in decriminalizing this much-debated drug will be closely watched in Europe's capitals. Kerry Skyring, DW, Vienna.